They pardon, what they mean is like pardoning the past, to really give ourselves a new perspective, a new adventure, a new sense of entitlement. So the sense of entitlement is very, very real, because we're moving out of dualism, we're moving out of polarization, where it's either I win or you win, it's either this or that. And we're moving into consensus-driven environment, attitude, pulsation, where it's together. Together we're going to succeed. Together we're going to make it work. Together we're going to come into status of being in alignment with our whole self. And so this is where it's no longer conflict. It's no longer, you know, pulling and tugging and shoving and prodding. And it's coming into a true understanding of self. So in English, we're releasing ego. We're releasing this feeling of separation, and we're moving into established allowance where we feel the presence of the new earth. So now the new earth is really our new sanctuary. It's not the outer realm, it's the inner requirement. So as we will allow ourselves the gift of true new perspective, of true receivership, of true delight, we open up to heaven's glance. Now, when I said heaven's glance, I literally have these energies of masters that we have come to know, and it's like they're all here. They're all here welcoming us, and they want to explain this. The reason that they're here is that we are presenting true reflection. In other words, it's our turn to be recognized amongst our peers. Now, when they said our peers, they were referring to them. So as we will receive ourselves in light commodity, in other words, understanding our victory, understanding that we're literally turning the page. So think about like when you studied history in school, and it's sort of like, okay, we learned about that period. Now we're going to turn the page and move into a new period, a new section. This is how we are breathing a sigh of relief as we step into the new understanding of self. Now, it does, everyone's, they want to emphasize this. Everybody's entitled. So you could have relatives, you can have neighbors that are just not interested. They're just not interested in playing the new game. They are digging in the heels. So you want to allow for that. You want to allow for everybody to come home at different times, for everyone to wake up at different times. It's not about just shaking someone's chains, trying to get them to understand. It's for you to move in. Now, there's Green Man, Divine Masculine, so how beautiful is that? It's for you to move into that place of sanctuary, for you to receive in your heart, to receive the gift of true mastery. In essence, it's like when I receive these energies, I'm just falling in love with the world. I really mean that. I'm falling in love with those that get it. I'm falling in love with people that, oh my gosh, they're still yelling across the room. They're still not getting it. But it's like, I know it's just a matter of time, and I know everything is shifting. So things play out for the highest accord, because enough of us are moving, enough of us are leaving our old station in life. So some of us were leaving relationships, we're leaving jobs, we're leaving attitudes, we're leaving friendships, we're leaving activities. And we're moving into our new placement, we're moving into our new requirement, we're moving into our new category of wholeness, of truth, where our vibration resonates. So as we will permit the changes, we will permit the allowance, we're going to dance with our multidimensional self. Now, when I say that, I've got the Two of Pentacles. So it's like we're learning how to balance these new energies and come on board. So you want to remember the ego is a little bit of a trickster. Because it's going to say, aren't you afraid? Well, what about this? Excuse me. Aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid? Aren't you upset? Aren't you angry? Why aren't you angry? And so what they're showing me is like a lot of us are getting it the first time around. It's like, nope, 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 nope. Just going to accept what it is. I have faith. You know, I trust. I just trust that as I move into my future residence, as I move into my future frequency, that all that I need, all that I'm entitled to, like it doesn't matter what I lost back there. So it's like, yeah, okay, you know, my budget is a little unbalanced here. Okay, I got it. However, show me Knight of Cups. However, here we moving into our new advantage, because remember, it's like a game of frequency. And they're showing me the wrench. So as we allow our agreement in this higher accord, in other words, opening to our multidimensional perspective, opening to fifth dimensional residence, as we receive this, then it really doesn't matter what we may have gotten or lost, or, you know, it got lost in the transfer along the way. Because here's our opportunity to sing in a new song sheet. It's almost like in your high school band, you didn't get picked and you were supposed to get the role and you didn't get it. But hey, you just got hired in this new orchestra. So it's not about worrying about what did or did not occur in the old yesterday, in the old scripting, in the old entitlement. It's venturing out to your new placement with your new song sheet. And your currency is your heart. Your currency is like when they're showing me your heart, I'm literally seeing like a fifth dimensional harpist or something, like playing these notes. Playing these notes. And so remember, like equals like. And so I've got this angel, so beautiful. But this angel, she's like standing tall and proud. She's not like etheric. It's more so representing each of us, each of us. So as we move into our new stations, we move into our new diligence, as we move into our new perspective, this urgency, like the energies have this urgency to it, and they come rushing in to help us create miracles. What we would call miracles, but really manifestations of excellence, of elegance, of allowance, because we're tuning into the divine appointment. In other words, we're coming into agreement with that heart-centered consciousness, and we evolve into our true commodity. We evolve into our true committal. We evolve into our true purpose. Now, this is the reason for us to be here. So this is why, like on 3D, it's sort of like, yeah, well, I'm just not going to play the way they play. And sometimes we win and sometimes we don't, because it's sort of like we've been waiting our turn, because it's not about succeeding from that ego consciousness. It's not why we were here. So it's sort of like, this is like we're part of the orchestra, and it's like, wait a minute, this is what we've been waiting for. Right here is our part. So the more that you can feel that justified pride of encouragement, of understanding that you come supplied, you come with gifts that keep on giving, because you play like heaven's harmonics. You play heaven's harmonics. So as you will receive that justified understanding of self, as you will allow yourself to move into that true ascension status, and that means allowing yourself grace, allowing receptivity, making sure you're balanced, you're offering out of love, and you're receiving understanding that you're one with love and all that extends from that, so that all the resources flow through you to be offered to others. You can't show up empty-handed. Imagine someone ordering takeout these days and you show up at their door empty-handed. So in order to show up filled to the brim, we must understand our entitlement. We must understand that we are receptacles of, I'm going to use the word God, divinity, goddess, whatever words fit right there, to allow yourself the gift of inclusion. Because as we drop ego consciousness, it's like, oh, thank goodness, because I really, that wasn't my favorite part of Earth anyway. So as we drop that and allow ourselves to proceed in divine union, divine matrimony, this is where we come into balance, divine masculine, divine feminine. We're not looking for that outreach. We're not looking for that outer partner. We're seeking that kindness within self. As we do, whatever we need, whatever is divinely, in divine right timing, resources, property, relationships, it's all there. It's all there. But we're not going to attract it when we're out of balance. Because then it's a heave-ho, then it's strain, then we're back to ego consciousness. I have to work really hard to keep you, whatever it is, work, relationship, whatever it is. I have to work really, really hard to keep you. When we're in balance, all that we need arrives. All opportunities arrive. All resources arrive. Because we recognize that the Christ is within. We recognize our whole self is within. And we allow that gifting, that good measure, and we then extend it outward to share, to know who we are. See, this is what divinity did originally. Extended to know itself. We're extending to experience that which we are. And as we do, heaven backs us, all the resources, all the abundance, because we're coming into agreement with our true relevance. We're coming into agreement with our true authority. Now, this is where you can expect miracle. They're saying, they're correcting me. I kept thinking, was it me? And it wasn't, it was them. They're correcting me to say miracle after miracle after miracle. Miracle after miracle after miracle. In other words, you're getting the idea, it's a continuous flow. Never empty. Never empty. Because it's your God self, it's God energy is flowing through you, as you will be the channel, as you will serve the higher relevance, as you will come to understand the importance of your arrival. So they're saying, me, myself, and I. Something I had years ago, me, myself, and I. So the point is that when we're in egoic realm, there's always that comparison. Well, they have and I don't. I have and they don't. It's a comparison. When we move into the higher frequencies, there's only love. And it's ever flowing. And so as you offer it, as you embody it, as you deliver it, it keeps coming, it keeps flowing, it keeps signaling offerings of attractiveness. So whatever you need arrives, but it doesn't like to stockpile. So that means if you need it on Tuesday, you may not receive it till Monday. So it's the trust. It's the trust that provisions will always arrive. Because you're not leaning on your own efforts. You're not leaning on your own intelligence. It doesn't mean you don't have to show up and do your part. But you're learning to be the channel. The channel of grace, the channel of allowance, the channel of holiness, the channel of relevance. And boy, they're saying, boy, are you needed. Boy, are you needed. Because the world only knows darkness. The world only knows, I just see slaves in chains. And it's really representing the old consciousness. Look how many communities seem to be so dependent. not knowing how to access their own relevance, not knowing how to work together to create abundance, serving self-interest. The outer is just reflecting the inner that's been held. You can't point fingers and win the game. Can't point fingers and win the game, because if you point fingers, guess what consciousness you're abiding by? You can't point fingers and win the game. You move into the highest advantage. You move into the highest station. You turn on the power and you dream big. You dream big. They want to leave us with this, to allow ourselves, to permit ourselves to dream big, to go beyond. If you're used to sharing with one person, being comfortable sharing with two. If you're used to being comfortable sharing with two, be comfortable sharing with 100. If you're used to being comfortable sharing with 100, how about 1,000? And so on and so forth. Because the more that you're willing to allow the divine to work through you, the more there is to share, the more that will be invited, the more that will be welcomed. Imagine God wanting to work through you and you really only want 20 in the audience, but God has the idea, Spirit, the divine, has the idea to bring healing forth for thousands, but you only want to work with 20. They're saying, imagine that. Allow yourself the gift of expansion, of allowing the divine to work through you to bring forth miracle after miracle, to bring forth satisfaction, to bring forth raised consciousness. Because it's not just the interaction with another, it's the energy. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. The service that is never ending. And so as you will build that bridge, as you will build that commitment, as you will allow, and I literally see like throwing off the rule, out the rules. Like imagine playing a board game and it's like, oh, let's forget those rules. We'll just write our own rules. We'll make up our own rules. To allow yourselves the gift of restructuring, of coming into divine consent, which is what has been on your heart. And they're saying, oh, I could never achieve that. Who am I? And they're saying, yes, who are you? Who are you? Do you remember? Do you remember why you were here? Do you remember your agreement to serve? So as we seal these energies, we offer them to all occurrence. So this means to allow any place where we're still acting like slaves, where we're still shackled to untruths that have been falsely told, that we have imbibed. I literally see to permit ourselves retracing. And now an Ankh, the gift of life, is being offered to each of us as an elixir. As an elixir of truth. So as we receive this, on behalf of the atonement, we receive this on behalf of the new consciousness that we are here to embody, that we are here to embrace, that we are here to expose to the world. Let us pray. Come to understand your station. Come to understand your power. Come to understand your majesty. In all ways, may you know yourself to be forgiven. In all ways, may you understand your glory. In all ways. In all ways. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for arriving, for attending, especially when I don't get that daily message out, so you don't get your reminder for remembering to show up. It is a true pleasure to serve each of you. It's a true pleasure to, they're saying, to welcome you back home, to welcome you back home. It's like I try to talk and they just keep talking through me to welcome you back home. So much love to everybody. Thank you so much for showing up, for being present, for being committed to your light. And let's see, I'm like a little spacey here. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we have our online group, our channeling group, which is Tuesday at 12. Then we have channeling groups Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. We have our next free attunement. Just to let everyone know, I will be with you in a second, Star Heart, that if you want to attend some of those groups and just to do it for free, you are welcome just to attend that first part and click off, then I know not to call on you. And or you can just put instead of your name, you can write listening. I don't know 100% how to do that, but I've seen people do that. So you're welcome to do that as well. Starheart, my love, did you have a question? Okay, I'm gonna guess not. But, oh my gosh, thank you everyone for all those beautiful thank yous. So much love to everybody. So much love.